Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and thanks for joining us. We got lots to talk about. We invite you into the doctor's office. Come right in. Call us at 888-302-3684. We're live. We're available to answer your questions or to field your comments. 888-302-3684. And actually, we have a new way that you can pose questions. You can go to our Hoffman Center website, drhoffman.com. And there's a new feature, there's a little black bar on this, if you notice, on the side of the homepage. And if you click on that, that's where you can leave us a video, an audio question. You can record your question and send it to us. It's kind of a little bit what NPR is doing these days with some of their programs. They're not live, but people weigh in with questions, and then they field the questions on programs. And that's a new way that you can communicate your questions to us. Also, you can send questions to a radio program at AOL.com, and you won't get in on the weekend program, but we have a weekly Q&A with Layla, one of our podcast features during the week that you can download. And your question will be answered by yours truly and Hoffman Center nutritionist Layla Mudin. We do a weekly duet called Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer your questions. Radio program at AOL.com is the email address. So, all right, this week, you may have been disappointed to read headlines that if you're thinking that you can fend off urinary tract infections with cranberry juice, think again, because it just doesn't work. And this, folks, is yet another example of journalistic malpractice, which is frequent. That's one of the reasons why you listen to this program, because we apply a corrective to some of the, quote, news, putting it in quotation marks, on the medical front, because there are lots of science and medical writers who don't know a heck of a lot about science or how to read a study, who then translate these results uncritically into lurid headlines that mislead the public. So they say here in an article, people who suffer from chronic urinary tract infections may want to put down the cranberry juice. The once promising cranberry treatment is looking less and less like an alternative cure-all. A recent randomized controlled trial, the highest standard of scientific evidence, found that people who took cranberry capsules didn't protect themselves from a urinary tract infection any more than people who took placebo pills. Blah, 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 blah. They say cranberry has no effect on a person's UTI risk, yada, yada, yada. All right. The study was published in the journal JAMA, which is a mainstream, respectable journal, although I have to say that the standards for articles about supplements and natural therapies seem to be much lower in JAMA than they are for drugs and conventional treatments like surgery. The studies seem to be much less rigorous and are often misinterpreted by the authors and then passed along like gospel. So they say researchers randomly divided 185 female nursing home residents with an average age of, get this, 86 into two groups, those who swallowed two cranberry capsules every day and those who swallowed a placebo capsule. And what they found is that it did not diminish the rate of what's called bacteriuria, which is the presence of bacteria in the urine of these individuals. So they conclude that cranberry is useless against UTIs. Well, that's a mistake. It's a false conclusion because, first of all, it's a highly unique population. People in nursing homes, very elderly, feeble individuals, and they didn't actually check whether the cranberry capsules were fighting off urinary tract infections. They just measured the presence of bacteria or the absence thereof in the urine, and that bears little resemblance to real-life circumstances where especially younger and middle-aged women who are prone to urinary tract infections are taking cranberry capsules to either prevent or treat urinary infections. That's where the rubber meets the road in terms of real-world reality. So what I plan to do is in the next few weeks, I'm going to interview an associate research scientist at Rutgers University. Rutgers University in New Jersey has a cranberry research center. Did you know that New Jersey is the state of the union that has the biggest cranberry industry? You might think it's Maine, right? You see those commercials of the farmers stand waiting in cranberry fields in Maine. Well, yeah, Maine is the second biggest producer of cranberries in the U.S., but New Jersey is the leading producer of cranberries, and they do a lot of cranberry research. Cranberries, very beneficial, rich in proanthocyanidins, same types of substances you find in blueberries and pomegranate, with many beneficial health effects, including an antibacterial effect. And we're going to invite an associate research scientist from that center to provide a very, very detailed critique of that study. But here's part of what she says. This is Dr. Amy Howell. This current JAMA study was unfortunately a missed opportunity to advance the clinical research around cranberry, as it focused on bacteriuria, in other words, the presence of bacteria in the urine, instead of prevention of recurrent UTI, which is the health benefit that cranberry is known for. Many previous positive clinical studies, as well as the multiple mechanisms of action of cranberry proanthocyanidins and other compounds within cranberry that have been studied, including bacterial anti-adhesion, in other words, preventing the bacteria from sticking to the bladder wall, preventing bacteria from invading the gut, and its anti-inflammatory activities, and its effect against biofilms by many researchers around the world, support the continued use of cranberry for consumers to maintain urinary tract health. So, that's kind of our role here. We're sort of watchdogs on the media because the media frequently gets it wrong with stories like this about natural therapies. 888-302-3684 is our number. Let's talk to Dan in New Jersey. How you doing, Dan?
Good afternoon, Dr. Ron. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm 83, and I think I have a gastrointestinal problem. I just got my blood work back from my annual blood work, and my cholesterol has always been 160, 170, but it dropped 30 points to 137. And also my stool is floating, so I'm kind of concerned about that.
Okay, so some things are changing with you, and, everybody's concerned about high cholesterol, but we know that when cholesterol drops, it's sometimes a bad sign. Cholesterol is synthesized in the liver, and it suggests that for some reason or another, either you're not absorbing things as well in your gastrointestinal tract, or perhaps your liver is not efficiently producing cholesterol. It may be a combination of both. And, there's a change in your stool quality, and that may be because your microbiome or your bacterial balance is changing. That tends to happen in the aging gastrointestinal tract. So, I can't tell you precisely what's wrong. There are some signs that something may be wrong, or, these may be just transient changes that eventually will sort themselves out. But we do see changes as people age. And, whether it's an imbalance in your microbiome, some form of malabsorption, or something more serious, we got to investigate. So it's hard for me to tell you precisely what to do. You can take probiotics to help restore balance. There is a good one, which is called, which is our new Dr. Hira's product, which supports liver. So we'll talk to you. I'll look up the information on that and I'll share that with you momentarily. But it's hard to, the basis of report of these two types of symptoms, to put this all together and tell you, wrap it up in a neat package and tell you exactly what's happening. Okay? But, maybe this is a portent, maybe not. It should be looked into. Further tests are necessary, is all I can say.
Okay, so it could be a case of pancreatic insufficiency?
Well, yeah, that's a good thought. Pancreatic insufficiency means that, as you age, your pancreas weakens and you may require some additional digestive enzymes to break your food down properly. that may be that's certainly one of the possibilities here. And, you know, you might want to use high lipase pancreatin, something that helps digest protein and fat, in preference to, you know, vegetarian digestive enzyme. Those are more helpful for dealing with carbohydrate intolerance, you know, breaking down high fiber foods. That's vegetarian enzymes are better for that. We actually did a podcast recently on gastrointestinal health, which we invite you to listen to. Go to drhoffman.com. I talked to Dr. Thomas Williams, who has written a great monograph on gastro health for health practitioners, and there's some real great information there about the way that digestive enzymes work, different strokes for different folks. There are many different options, whether pancreatic enzymes are better or whether betaine hydrochloride is better for assisting digestion. These are some important questions that, you know, we need to sort out. Okay. Thanks for calling. Yeah, go ahead.
Dark brown in color.
That's usual. That seems to be okay. Because, you know, if just as a tip, if you see a change in your stool color from dark brown to very light, say it's what's called clay-colored stool, that is sometimes a sign that you're having some serious liver problems. But when your stool is still brown, that's a suggestion that you're still your liver is efficiently producing bile, which is you know, going to create the pigment that that colors your stool a dark color. A light-colored stool, that is often a sign of liver disease, so it makes it less likely that you have serious liver problems. Got to go, Dan. Thanks for your call. 888-302-3684 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
It takes guts to survive this political season. To keep your guts and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed, but Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. So cast your vote this political season for the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684 is our number. And on the previous caller, I wanted to mention a product that is supportive to liver function. You know, we often talk about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, and we like their essential formulas, an all-purpose probiotic. But they now have a new product called RegActive Detox and Liver Health. And it specifically targets liver function. You know, the microbiome, the bacteria that inhabit your intestinal tract, very important to optimal liver function. And so this particular strain of probiotic contains a unique species, Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. And ME3 is the only known probiotic that produces glutathione in your gastrointestinal tract, which is very helpful to the liver, and it helps to support liver health. So check out RegActive Detox and Liver Health as part of your program if you suffer from liver issues, as I suspect this individual might because of his declining cholesterol. Okay, do you suffer from frequent tiredness or fatigue? Well, who doesn't? We could all use a boost. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with the only nutritional system clinically proven to reduce and eliminate fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it's age, illness, or just being run down. And that's Propax with NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, Propax is a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, omega-3s, and NT Factor, all combined to help you feel better, and it contains no harmful ingredients. Propax with NT Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown that Propax reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some of the symptoms of aging. I've personally been taking it for years. I don't miss a day. And I recommend it to my patients at the Hoffman Center with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Yep, really nothing to lose. So to order, call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. 800-982-9158. Okay. This item comes to us from Life Extension, and it's on a theme that has come up from time to time. Quercetin for rheumatoid arthritis. Now, a colleague of mine, who unfortunately recently passed away, used to share the microphone on this radio station, migrated to another radio station, used to talk about the benefits of quercetin for all manner of inflammatory problems. He himself suffered from rheumatoid arthritis. That's the late Dr. Richard Ash. Used a lot of quercetin, and there's not that much in the scientific literature that suggests that it really works, but anecdotally and with patients, he raved about the results. Now, in an article appearing in the October 2016 edition of the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, they report a trial, 40 female rheumatoid arthritis patients given 500 milligrams of quercetin or placebo daily for 8 weeks, improvements in all parameters of rheumatoid arthritis, blood chemistry as well as symptoms. And they only used 500 milligrams. He used much higher doses, suggesting that quercetin may be helpful against RA. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And If you're suffering from high blood pressure, you know that the medications that you're taking are going to slow you down in one way or another. So we're always on the lookout for natural ways of treating high blood pressure. And I think I've really lit into one, which is the Zona Plus. Now, I've been recommending it to patients. We have a unit in our office. Routinely, we have a patient with high blood pressure, whether they're on medication or whether they're simply desirous of avoiding medication. We have them try out the Zona Plus, and many patients are opting for home use. They purchase a unit, and within just 4 to 8 weeks, they may see an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more with no negative side effects. What it is a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day. You got to do this routinely, and it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. And it's so effective that it's documented to work for 9 in 10 people. So you can try it risk-free. We've set up a way for our listeners to obtain it. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months. See if it works for you. If it doesn't, just return it for a full refund. No hassles. They just want you to try it. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. So here's the 411 to find out more. Go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or website tryzonanow.com for the special offer. All right. Pomegranate is a very promising nutraceutical, and there are all kinds of new discoveries about the benefits of pomegranate. In fact, I was so excited about pomegranate that I reformulated my product PhytoGuard a few years back. You know, every once in a while you get a chance, you run out of inventory, so they say, would you like to keep the old formula, or would you like to enhance it? And it already had resveratrol in it, and it had broccoli extract, and it had quercetin, and it had lycopene, and it had EGCG from green tea. And I said, let's put one more thing in. Let's put some pomegranate extract in there, because all those wonderful nutraceuticals work synergistically to protect the body. So there's an article from the Polytechnic School of Lausanne, Switzerland. And what they did some research on pomegranate. By the way, pomegranate has gotten in trouble with the FDA because of their claims. And I think that's a shame, because I think pomegranate is real beneficial. I think the FDA should be taking a look at some of the real bogus things out there instead of coming down on the makers of pomegranate for making claims that it's heart healthy, that it can extend longevity and protect you from all manner of harm. So the research led scientists to identify a molecule that helps to reestablish the cell's ability to restore defective mitochondria. Okay, defective mitochondria. Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, and as you age, your mitochondria lose efficiency. You know, just like the motor in an old car, you know, it just, at 200,000 miles, sometimes hard to coax performance out of your engine. And just simply the wear and tear of life, the aging process leads to declining mitochondrial function. But a substance called urolithin A reestablishes the mitochondria. It's the only known molecule that can relaunch the mitochondrial cleanup process, otherwise known as mitophagy, says one of the co-authors of the study, Dr. Patrick Abisher. He says it's a completely natural substance, and its effect is powerful and measurable. So they first started by testing it on these little tiny roundworms. You may say, well, great, it works in roundworms, but what's the implication for humans? The lifespan of worms exposed to urolithin A increased by more than 45% compared with the control group. Well, there's a lot of urolithin A that gets made when you eat pomegranate. Actually, pomegranates don't contain urolithin A, but via the process of digestion, the urolithin A is synthesized by the microbiome, the gastrointestinal bacteria. So you get a lot of urolithin A when you take pomegranates. Okay, so the worms live 45% more, so big whoop. You know, we're not worms. So is this relevant? So the encouraging results led the team to test the molecule in animals that have more in common with humans. So they did rodent studies, and they found that, like with this roundworm, there was a significant reduction in the number of mitochondria in the aging mice, which were restored. Older mice around 2 years of age showed a 42% better endurance while running than equally old mice in the control group after they got the urolithin A. So that is exciting news and may explain, at least in part, one of the benefits of pomegranate extract. And there may be others. You know, compounds in pomegranate, these reddish, purplish, bluish pigments found in blueberries and found in various fruits. These proanthocyanidins, by the way, in cranberries as well, we talked earlier about cranberries, these substances have potent antioxidant effects. So, what they're trying to do is they're trying to copy this. They're saying, okay, pomegranates are great. Let's come up with a pharmaceutical drug which will help us to increase muscle mass and improve athletic performance, right? Or to fend off degenerative changes in the elderly, and we can sell that for billions and billions of dollars. Meanwhile, let's concentrate on the use of pomegranate extracts to enhance our performance, because there's some real strong scientific evidence that they may do the trick. 888-302-3684 is our number, and it turns out that, but do you, you know, when you see the marathon, you're going to have one or two reactions. You're going to say to yourself, as you sit in your easy chair and watch it, because it's broadcast live here anyway in New York, perhaps all over the country, these people are crazy, it's nuts. Or you're going to say, you're going to feel exhilarated like I do and say, wow, I'm going to get out there and do some more running. I may, you know, may not do a marathon, but, you know, I'll try a 10K run, do a nice, you know, 4 or 5 miler. It's motivating. But your reaction to the marathon may actually depend upon your genes, according to a new study. Not the genes you're wearing, but your chromosomes, your DNA. Genes may dictate your love or hate of exercise, according to a new study. Whether you get pumped up for gym time or you'd rather crawl back into bed if someone mentions exercise, your genes might be to blame, says a new study. They say that most people receive a mental reward from working out in the form of increased levels of dopamine. That is me to a T, big time. You get a boost in a brain chemical associated with feelings of motivation, pleasure, and well-being. But some people don't get that benefit because they have genes that interfere with the release of dopamine. I think I'm a big dopamine guy. Also, dopamine people tend to seek out adventure and danger. They're warrior types, according to a model which suggests that some people are more worriers, other people are more warriors. People with the dopamine tend to be more, they're people with the dopamine receptor variations tend to crave more adventure and exercise. So what they say here is that combined with personality measures, we think these genes may help explain why some people have a natural urge to be active while others never do. And so, your aversion to exercise or your attraction to exercise may be genetically determined. But, I got to say, all this stuff about genetics and checking out your genes and making predictions, I think a lot of it has to do with acquired attitudes. You're not just the sum total of your genes. Your fate is not locked up in your chromosomes. Much of this can be overcome with free will a proper attitude adjustment. So get out there and do it, no matter what your gene composition. 888-302-3684 is our number. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls and more health stories here on Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman with you. And a reminder, you can email us your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. It's a little too late to incorporate calls right up at the top of the hour here as we conclude our show, but we'll launch into a little lightning round of health stories. So let's go. Consumers appear to be becoming more sophisticated and specific about which ingredients or characteristics they find most troublesome in packaged foods, according to a new survey. Is it preservatives and chemicals? Well, that's so yesterday. They used to think that, but the shift has now occurred away from sugar. Because 33% of adults surveyed in 2016 said preservatives and chemicals were the most harmful of a list that also included saturated fat. Well, that's less stigmatized now. Sodium, less stigmatized. Added carbs, total amount of sugar, and GMOs. That 33% is down from 36% the previous year. Catching up fast, added and total amount of sugar. 29% of adults said that they were the most harmful ingredients in 2016, compared with just 24% who said the same thing in 2015. So we're really increasing awareness through programs like this about the harmful effects of sugar. And the FDA is hoping to sharpen consumer discernment by including in the updated nutrition facts label a separate line for added sugar, coming soon to a supermarket shelf near you. And so people who advise companies making food products are saying food and beverage companies and restaurants may want to start thinking of switching the focus from preservative-free and all-natural to terms such as made from natural sugars and no sugar added. That made from natural sugars I don't really like, because it's just weasel words for sugar in another form. All right, speaking of carbs, new study that bodes well for low-carb eaters. From the University of Michigan, just three low-carb meals within 24 hours, just three, lowers post-meal insulin resistance by more than 30%. But high-carb meals sustain insulin resistance. Okay, 32 postmenopausal healthy women without metabolic syndrome, they were healthy, were divided into four groups, and they were given meals of either 30 or 60% carbs. And the low-carb group showed a reduction in insulin resistance after just the third meal in the evening. That's one day. But the high-carb group sustained high post-meal insulin. And the high-carb group were actually in line with a 45 to 60% daily carbohydrate intake recommended by the Departments of Agriculture and Health and Human Services. So they were eating the diet that was recommended by the government. And following that diet, their insulin was high and By reducing it to 30%, they achieved an improvement. So that current recommendations just don't cut it when it comes to preventing the most common route to disease and death, which is metabolic syndrome afflicting maybe 50-60% of the population. All right, here's one you like. This has to do with cocoa, everybody's favorite. And cocoa works to suppress appetite, according to a new study. But, and there's a big but, only when combined with something called epigallocatechin gallate, EGCG, which is the compound in green tea that seems to help people lose weight. So they fed a cocoa mixture to a group of adult males, 28 healthy young adult men, and then they gave them an opportunity to eat as much pizza as they wanted to. This study should interest Caleb, who likes pizza. He's our audio engineer today. So the measure of appetite was how much pizza they wanted after ingesting either cocoa alone or cocoa with EGCG or just a control beverage. And what they found, remarkably, was that there was a dramatic reduction in the amount of pizza consumed by these young men when they got cocoa, but the cocoa had to be laced with EGCG, an 18.7% reduction. So there's an idea for a product. EGCG-laced cocoa as an appetite control product. Anybody want to manufacture that? I'll take a slight commission. This is a study on what happens to men who opt for a wait-and-see approach to their prostate cancer. This is a new trend in prostate cancer therapy. You got cancer, don't just stand there. Do nothing. Do what's called active holistic surveillance. Change your lifestyle, modify your diet, exercise, take nutraceutical supplements. And in this particular group, they didn't even use the holistic part. They just watched these guys, watchful waiting for men who did not opt for radiation or surgery with early prostate cancer. And what they found was that after 10 years, the rate of death was unaffected by initial treatment choice. The same percentage or number of men were dead 10 years after, whether they got intensive treatment or whether they simply did the watchful waiting. Of course, many side effects occur with most forms of treatment. So it may be that the side effects drag the men down and cause them to have an earlier death due to depression associated with reduced cardiovascular wellness and or weight gain, low mojo, urinary incontinence, sexual dysfunction, bowel symptoms in patients who got radiation. These adverse side effects suggest that we ought to be much more selective about the men we treat aggressively for prostate cancer, and that some men benefit from a wait-and-see approach. And finally this, why do prescription drugs cost so much? Well, they did an analysis. In the U.S., prescription drugs account for an estimated 17% of total healthcare costs. And I'll tell you, drugs are so much more expensive in this country than anywhere else in the world. What's up with that? Brand name drugs, which are only 10% of all prescriptions, account for 72% of drug spending. Some of the most expensive brands can cost as much as $300,000 per year. And so that drives costs up. The prices of some older generic drugs have risen dramatically as companies have kind of cornered the market on so-called orphan drugs. Market exclusivity provided by the U.S. system allows pharmaceutical companies to set their own prices for drugs for a median 12 and a half years. or 14 and a half years for innovative first-class drugs. That's a long period of patent protection, which keeps prices high. And federal law prohibits Medicare from negotiating with pharmaceutical companies for lower prices. That's nuts, but that's part of the evil pact that was created that got the pharmaceutical companies to back Obamacare. They got a free ride in terms of their prices. So there you have it. Those are some of the things that keep prices high in our current medical system, and it ain't good for consumers. Thanks very much for joining us. Radio program at AOL.com, the place to send your questions. Check out our website. Like us on Facebook. Follow us. Lots of ways to become a better listener to Intelligent Medicine.